Hello, everybody, and this is our first quick session on meditation versus non-meditation, or you could call it an effort that's made each day to get in touch with who you are as we continue to develop our You website. And those of you who want to go to that website, you can go to youfoundations.net, youfoundation.net, and this video will be on there. Let's talk for a minute about the pros. Well, let's move into the cons first. In talking about the cons, we want to most of us go through life particularly unaware. I call it unawareness, unalert, not knowing what's going on. In a lot of our lives, one way or another, there's conflict. Whether it's with relationships or with our employer, with people that we get involved with. And sometimes it's downright hate. We don't like what's going on. And because we don't like what's going on, we have a tendency to focus on that. And then there is, that creates weakness. And that weakness continues. And that weakness keeps us out of touch with reality. We get out of touch with reality. And it limits or reduces our contact with the unknown. Some of us would call that God or the universe or reality, the true reality, and I call our spiritual dimension of our being reality. You've seen me draw this stick man before, as I'm drawing here. And I talk about it from the point of view of the inner being of a person. And this could be easily a woman. And we talk about it from the point of view. And then let's go ahead and create that. We call it the mind up here. And then we call it the body down here. Down here would be the mind and then the body. Let's create the body here. Get our text working. And then let's get our text working, and then we call it the soul. I won't put it down there because I want to argue that the mind, the body, and the soul, and we want to connect these things to the person. This connects, and this connects. And so this contact with the unknown, we're simply saying that it is a contact with, lack of contact with the soul, and that's the unknown. And then there's being unalert or unaware. We call that unawareness, ignorance, or we may call it, in some cases, we might know and refuse to believe, and that's stupidity. Which forces us to a certain extent to wear a fake mask. And this fake mask or a fake face, or in many cases, a personality is a sort of a persona that's created that keeps us out of touch with who we really are, and it's what we present to others. And then this develops into a disbelief of an inner being. To a certain extent, we can even say, to a big extent, we'll put it up here, the cons is sort of a lostness. Let's color that lostness. Let's make it green. Lostness. We're lost. And that means that we're out of touch. We're unaware. We have a lot of conflict in our life. A lot of it develops into judgments and hates. It creates a weakness. We become out of touch with reality. We definitely have no contact with the unknown, which we call God. We're unalert. It forces us to live in to wear fake masks or personalities that don't match with who we really are. And then this creates a sort of a disbelief. Now, this is a pretty sad state. I call it a state of lostness. We're lost. We're lost in a universe of being. Not because we don't have that being, but because we really are, it's not known to us. And I'm arguing that it's because of our ability to go within ourselves. This is an inner issue. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the pro side of things. And I call the pro side meditation. And this is going to be our ability to go within, find peace and unconditional love, to gather new energies, to connect with the universe, to connect with the unknown, to create a sort of alertness and authenticity, and to grow our spirituality. We hope you join us.